We missed it. National Camel Day was May 14th, and it slipped by without even a nod to one of the best and saddest of all accidental southerners. Creatures not native to the region, but greatly influenced by the time spent there. Before the Great War and becoming President of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis was Secretary of War. He increased the federal military, improved arms, cannons, restructured infantry tactics, but had one unsolved problem. Hundreds of horses and mules were dying or disabled on the western frontier from the blistering desert heat, unable to endure long journeys heavily packed with supplies. In a light bulb moment, Jefferson realized the perfect solution. He would import ships of the desert, as the dromedary one-hump camels were called, to carry supplies in an environment much like their native Arabia. Major Alfred Mordecai of North Carolina was dispatched to Africa to investigate the feasibility. 33 of the beasts plus 10 handles for $30,000 were purchased, writes historian Eli Evans. The animals of the newly formed Camel Corps seemed well suited for the American military purpose. They could carry twice the pack weight of mules and horses, endure the hellish heat of western deserts, travel many miles, their endurance far surpassing the horse or the mule. And they were trainable to some extent. They could survive on the sparse, generally inedible foliage of the desert and go without water for extreme stretches. On the downside, the horses, mules, and soldiers hated the strange beast, whinnying all night if the camels were quartered nearby. The newcomers were unruly, temperamental, and spat at the horses, and worse, their trainers. Ironically, the ships of the desert feared crossing streams, having never seen running water before. Generally docile, they could stomp an animal or a person to death if sufficiently riled up. The coup de grace? A terrific odor, which was actually no worse than the B.O. of the mules and unwashed soldiers. After firing on Fort Sumter, Jefferson Davis left the Federal War Department to become president of the Southern cause. The heyday of the Camel Corps was over. Jeff Davis, considered a traitor, had initiated the fool notion about the camels in the military, and the tide against the dromedaries turned. As for the camels, some sold to private companies for use as pack animals. Elsewhere, Confederate soldiers pushed one off a cliff because they thought it was a nuisance. Texas forts, now abandoned, the discarded animals were released to wander the desert to combat the unfamiliar jackals and wolves and eke out a survival. The camels joined the vagabond band of other displaced souls in 1865. War is hell for man and beast. To be continued.